Chapter 3 Neferet. It had been mid-morning on a sleepy Sunday when Neferet commanded her threads of darkness to open their embrace and allow her to drift from their thick cloud of blood and death to the sidewalk in front of the Mayo. She straightened her white Armani suit and swept back her long auburn hair. Neferet was ready for her glorious return to the penthouse that awaited her amid marble and stone and velvet on the rooftop. She opened the vintage brass and glass door and then paused just inside the entrance, sighing happily at the vast ballroom that opened before her, resplendent in white marble, statuesque columns, grand 1920s fixtures, and a double staircase that curved up to the promenade with the grace of a goddess's satisfied smile. Her dark brows lifted, her emerald gaze sharpened. Neferet studied her surroundings with renewed interest. It is, indeed, a building exquisite enough to be the temple of a goddess, Neferet smiled. My temple. My home.
Miss Neferet, is it really you? We have been so worried that something terrible happened to you when your penthouse was vandalized.
Neferet looked from the grand ballroom to the young woman who beamed at her from behind the reception desk. My temple, my home, my supplicants. She knew what she must do. Why had it taken her so long to think of it? Possibly because she had never absorbed as many deaths at once as she had just moments before arriving at the Mayo. Like her faithful tendrils, Neferet was pulsing with power, and that power focused and clarified her thinking.
Yes, that is exactly how it must be. Every human in this building must worship me.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't understand what you mean.
Oh, you will. Very shortly you will.
The receptionist's beaming smile had begun to fade. With preternatural movement, Neferet glided toward her. She glanced at the girl's golden name tag.
Yes, Kylie, my dear. Very shortly you will understand me completely. But first...